Sunday the 3rd of November 2019, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, In the Mountains. Sermon title, Strong in Temptation. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. The temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. And this is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Let us pray. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Speak to us, Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think my first temptation this morning is the sun shining on me and trying to blind me not to read the Bible. It's good to see everybody here today. And we're here because we love God. And we're here because we want to do His will. This morning, we're going to look into the strong temptation of Jesus Christ. The temptation is a preparation of doing the will of God. He has prayed. He fasted for 40 days, getting ready to forge ahead to do the will of God. There comes this big man called Satan. Satan is aware of who Jesus is, but he came to just shake him, to try his bit, to know if he will shake. Let's look at the first temptation and relate it with what is happening in our lives today. If you are the Son of God, he is aware that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But put it in that way, if you are the Son of God, tell the stones to become bread. Let me tell you something. Satan is very crafty. Satan is very intelligent. He knew that Jesus is hungry. That's the first thing that made him to come. If you are the Son of God, tell the stone. And he knew that Jesus can do that, can perform a miracle, turning the stone into bread. He knew who Jesus is, the Son of God, and also knew the power of Jesus Christ to do miracle. Now, the temptation I'm looking into is the physical temptation. Let's relate it to ourselves. You can bear with me that when you walk on the street now, you can see the councils putting the Christmas lights. If you go to shopping mall, you see them preparing to put the flower. What are you getting yourself ready for? You're getting yourself ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But what is the temptation there? It doesn't matter. Let me just pick one thing from the shop. They won't see me. Temptation of physical thing. Shoplifting. Be careful. The devil can tell you. It doesn't matter. Just put that in your pockets. The devil can tell you, do not look at that woman close to me. Ignore her. If she needs food, she knew where to go and get the food. There are homeless places where she can get that food. You are going to be satisfied with what you have, but you don't know what other people are facing. The devil said, if you are the Son of God, are you a son of God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe that you can tell the stone to turn into bread? Do you believe that you have that power of miracle? The devil is aware of who you are because he knew that you are the Son of God. And he is aware that you can rebuke him. Do you know that you are Son of God? Do you know that you have the power to rebuke the Satan when it comes to the shopping mall to take something that doesn't belong to you? Do not look upon the poor, the needy. We've been celebrating all this Trinity and everything. Now it's coming to the readiness to get to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Where will your temptation come from? Think about it. Is it going to come from your family? Is it going to come from your neighbor? Where will the Satan come? Where will he get you? Be careful with your credit card. I know after the Christmas, January, when the bill comes, it's, oh my God, what have I done? That's where the temptation will come. It's very sweet to use the credit card, buy whatever you want to buy, but it is very annoying to see what you have spent and you start asking yourself, how do I get myself into trouble like this? Turn the stone to be bread. The physicality, the physical temptation. Be careful this Christmas because the devil will come to tempt you. When he's talking about the temptation, there is a place where it is said to us about the temptation of the flesh. I'm going to take you to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, from verse 19. It says, the act of the flesh are obvious. The act of the flesh. Do not let the flesh to control your spiritual body. But allow your spiritual body to control your flesh. And the obvious of being in the flesh are these: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fit of rage, selfish ambition, faction and envy, drunkenness, and many things like that. Do you see yourself into this kind of attitude? That is the physicality, the physical temptation of the body. And Paul said that, after that, says that those who have that qualities will not see the kingdom of God. What do you get from today? Do not let your body to control your spirit. Rather, allow your spirit to control your body. Because of what? Because you are the Son of God. And you can tell the stone to be bread. But in the terms of the spirituality, in verse 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the things you have to put on at this time of the Christmas, allowing the spiritual part of you to overshadow the flesh. If you do this, I have to tell you this, that's the gospel. The kingdom of God is for you. But if you let the flesh to control the spirituality, Paul said, you will not see the kingdom of God. I heard the devil took Jesus again. And again, he said again, if you are the Son of God, still aware of God, that Jesus is the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, devil is quoting the Bible. For it is written, he will command his angel. This is the area where you see the devil now telling Jesus where it is written. Have you ever gone to church where you see the sweet part of the Bible is being used often, but not the part of repentance, forgiveness, but the part of prosperity? Be careful, because the devil is a theologian. He knows the Bible more than you. If he can quote the Bible for Jesus Christ, what about us? Sometimes you start looking for somewhere to hold on, and he will tell you, go to this Bible, go to this place. It doesn't matter if you have this, the flesh controlling you. Look at what Jesus Christ answered. Jesus now said to him back again, it is written also, do not put the Lord your God to test. I remember the only thing you can tell a child when a child is growing, you see a candle lit in the room, the child will start touching the candle. Let the child go. I bet you, the first time of touching that candle, bring the candle, you see the child running away. Do not go on the road and you lie down and say, I'm a child of God. The car cannot kill me. I bet you there are some cars that do not have brake, and there are some people who want to kill you. Do not put your God to test. Because you are the Son of God, that doesn't mean that he is always there. Even if you are just messing around, he'll just let you to mess around. And the last test was, the devil took him again to the mountain and showed him all the kingdom The kingdom is supposed to be given by God, but he has his own kingdom. He just showed Jesus Christ all the kingdom and said, bow down for me, and I will give you this kingdom. But you know what Jesus said? He said to him, away from me, Satan. Enough of this rubbish. Away from me. Can you be able to say to Satan, in all this temptation, away from me, Satan. For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Do you worship the Lord your God? Do you serve him only? I'm going to tell you this story and I will stop talking. This is a boy that grew up in a very rich family. In their house, a mansion, and they got swimming pool. Each time he would just go to the swimming pool and just soak himself and come down to the sitting room. And the father would just tell him, son, stop bringing water inside this sitting room. He said, okay, daddy. He went again. The next day, he did the same thing. And the father was not angry. I said to him, come here. I told you not to do that again. He said, daddy, sorry, I'm sorry. It's the devil's work. It's the devil. The daddy said to him, listen, if the devil come again, said to the devil, Satan, go behind me. It's okay, daddy, thank you. The next day, the third day, he went and did the same thing and came to the house. And the father said, what did I tell you? Said, dad, please, I'm sorry, it's not my fault. When I was there, I didn't want to swim. The devil came and I said that to the devil, Satan, go behind me. And he pushed me inside the water. How strong will you be to say to Satan, go behind me? Satan now has power. You have to be very strong before you can say, Satan, go behind me. It's better you see the Satan face to face. And you fight the Satan face to face rather than the Satan to fight from the back. And that is why he says to us, pray without ceasing. Because the devil comes roaring like a lion looking for who to devour. And the children of God, he's not going to get us at this time of the season. Where do you think the devil is going to come? Always pray and ask God not to put you into temptation, but to deliver us from all evil for his kingdom's sake. Amen.